Editing the Room with Laramie Sprinkles, the show where we edit down the maligned, infamous, and shameful podcast Walking the Room and make it safe for you to listen. Nobody has asked this, but I feel it's my duty to inform you why I am doing this. It's a punishment from high atop the hill here. Not God, no. Just a cruel pastor who decided that as penance I needed to make some edits and revisions to something shameful and try to make it beautiful. And that's what I'm here to do, is to try to take something that's just awful and make it something. Anyway, on to the stats of the day. In this episode, there are 227 incidents of cursing. That evens out to about 3.847 curses per minute, which I'm no mathematicians, science man, but I think that probably equates to about 67% of the total podcast is nothing but curse words, which is why this is so short and, well, without much context, because there's so very much that is unlistenable. And without any further babbling by me, let's get on to the shame.
Boom, boom, boom.
Don't! With your foot! Stop!
Rock you pie! Rock you pie!
All it is why haven't you achieved anything for the past 5 years?
You're watching what used to be interesting.
That sounds like your career.
I mean, look, I got pizza places in my phone. Why not be able to get a pair of electric panties?
That's anyway. The worst thing I've ever heard.
And you're right. What were we going to say? Can we agree that they are a cynical?
They're the worst.
Can smell death.
You
can feel. You can smell people's dreams dying. You can smell literally them dying.
You know, you choose to do it.
I don't want this that bad. And I forget, she's wearing what appears to be like a Little House on the Prairie dress for some reason, and she says, "Do I have to buy something or can I just get a picture?"
Hey, buddy, come here. I want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I listen to your podcast. Hey, get away from me.
Will you send my water bottle?
I don't know what's happening
in the world.
I don't
understand. I don't either.
We're headed in a dangerous direction.
I know we are, dude.
This is becoming a movement. We need to ask people to stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our Canadian listeners are more fisty than our American listeners.
Dude, he's the size of a hand puppet.
Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Stop right there. Yeah. Hold on.
Brian Wilson! It was like you've got a beard on your face and you throw balls.
I like a guy that just sings things that he sees. Right?
There's a lady with a hat. That dude selling hot dogs.
There's a door in back. If you open it, you can go through.
I've delivered over 2,000 babies, and that's why we should close hospitals and turn people into horses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold on. I'm just going to hold on to you for a second here.
Raggedy bop, bop, bop. Raggedy bop, bop, bop.
I don't like where this is going. My loins produce men.
Because
It's a
benefit.
It's a benefit for cheese.
No.
C4L, bro. Clown from the neck down.